some people think photographing New York is difficult because of the kind of structure that it is, where it's so much about the grid, and you sort of are forced by the grid to approach the city in a certain way. My experience with that, and I agree with people that, that is a defining characteristic of the city, even in other parts of New York, it's still basically a grid. And my experience with it is that you either you go with the flow much of the time. You can't really fight the grid. It's so powerful visually. On the other hand, you can look for places where the grid opens up. And these openings can be temporary. They could be where the city's fabric is damaged, like the Houston Street image with the fur coat, where you see a vacant lot, and that allows your eye to travel further back into the fabric of the city. On the Delancey Street, there, I'm not trying to fight the grid. I just am going with the flow of traffic and with the idea of New York City as having corners and the activity on the corner. And then with the other East Houston Street image with the row of buildings with Jonah Schimmel's and the movie theater, there, instead of fighting it again, I just say, okay, I'm going to photograph these facades straight on. No fancy stuff here. And then with the Norfolk Street image with the mural of the Twin Towers, this is another place where the grid opened up. There's a vacant lot, there's parking, it's a parking lot, and then you have this building rising up that echoes a little bit the Twin Towers. So it provides a more oblique angle into what is typically a grid that's that's almost visually impenetrable. You're kind of held in its grip most of the time.